reading today for New Year's Day individually focused on the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus is applied to the new year because God's name is eternal. God saved yesterday, today, and forever.
And our readings today, the first one, if you notice, was what we say at the end of the service. When we go out with God's name upon us, the Lord bless you and keep you. And our second reading was about how we are named and put on Jesus Christ. We are called Christians, those chosen by God in Jesus by the Holy Spirit, and one with one another as Christians. But our third reading today, very brief and to the point, focuses just on the name of Jesus and how Jesus came to save when he is circumcised in the temple. First time blood is shed, he's given there under the law for our salvation. It's a New Year reading. I'm looking forward to two New Years here at True Light. True Light, we get two New Years. This New Year and Lunar New Year. And it's a time to consider the name of God and also the passing of time. The new year is a time to consider the unsurpassed name of God and how time passes. The Lutheran pastor and former president of Valparaiso University, O.P. Kretzmann, thought about the importance of time in our lives as Christians. And he writes these words: "We divide our days into morning and evening and hours. We must do that, of course, because life and time change. We never stand still. As a consequence," he writes, "there must be these artificially created moments when we suddenly become aware of the fact that something old is past and done, and something new has begun." And he goes on to say, "It is perhaps true that one legitimate and valid division of humanity, of all human beings, would be between those who see life and history continuously and forever in terms of endings, and those who see them constantly in terms of beginnings. And perhaps that divides us definitely more than anything beyond the great gulf between unbelief and faith. There are those who linger regretfully over the ashes of the past, and there are those who look hopefully for a new and flaming dawn, no matter how dark the night and how bitter the circumstances of the present." Kretzmann's words remind us as Christians that we are forward-looking people, people of faith in Jesus who look hopefully to the future, no matter the circumstances of the present. Jesus Christ will return. There will be a new beginning. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. Our hope is realized now in the promise of eternal life, and God keeps God's promises. And as Christians, then, we are called not to look back in regret, but to look forward in faith. It's funny how time works, right? Time is really relative. It feels like only yesterday that I began serving here at True Light. And looking at my calendar, it's been a little while. Time keeps moving. Because of the constant flow of time, we take time on New Year's Day to think about our changing lives. And Scripture helps us with this. And we meditate on it. It says, "Number our days rightly." Actually, number them. Gain a heart of wisdom by the number. Our lives are constantly changing. Psalm 90 prays this way: "Lord, teach us to number our days and so gain a heart of wisdom." And then it says, "A thousand years are but a day in God's sight." We pass away, the psalm says, like a dream. Our years come and end as a sigh, as but a vapor, it says in Ecclesiastes, as but a breath that's here and then gone. Toil and trouble, soon we fly away. Nothing can stop the flow of time. The sun rises, the sun sets. Scripture speaks this way. Our lives come and go. And if you're like me, in the flux of that time, you might worry about all the things we don't get done, to feel anxious about all that we have to do. And we live in a society that values getting things done at seemingly all costs, a society that threatens to work us to death, even in retirement. We divide our days into morning and evening and hours. We must do that, right? Because time changes. There is nothing static about it. We never stand still. And as a consequence, there must be days like New Year's Day, like the name of Jesus, to suddenly become aware of the passing of time, that something new has begun. So, in honor of this, here's a list of everything lost to time this past year, or at least things I could not get done in 2022, and use this as an example for you. I should say we, could not save ourselves in 2022. Sure, we know and believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Yes, we confess it. But on days like today, when I and maybe we stop to think about it, I consider and confess all the times that I tried to be the Savior. Today, we confess all the ways last year we trusted in ourselves and our own abilities, instead of first and foremost and consistently trusting in Jesus. I mean, think about all the ways last year we try and come up with answers and solutions instead of first and foremost looking to God, our help and our strength. We confess that we cannot save or even keep ourselves, let alone our loved ones, together without God. I confess that I'm not the Savior. Number two, we could not stop time last year. We could not stop the flow of time. Now, we all know we can't stop it, but really confess it. For all the moments we want to keep, we confess that all things pass away. We never stand still. Time keeps moving. Which means I could not finish all I wanted to accomplish in 2022. And we confess to God, as we say on the Sunday confession, we confess all that we have done, and what's the other part? All that we have left undone. That's right. One wise person put it this way: there are only 2 days in the year that nothing can be done. 2 days that nothing can be done. One is called yesterday, and the other is called tomorrow. Today, Scripture always points us to the now, the today, is the right time always to think about our eternal God. Scripture teaches that God never changes. A number of verses about this, but just some highlights. James 1:17, the Father of lights, God does not change. Malachi 3:6 in the Old Testament, not just the New, the Lord does not change. Psalm 90:1-2, Lord, you have been our dwelling place through all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or even you formed the earth from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. God knows that we can't go back to yesterday. Tomorrow is a day away. And today it's wise to realize and give thanks that though time keeps moving, and though we mark it, God never changes. God's love and protection is from generation to generation. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, which is but a day in God's sight. What have we left undone this year? What have we failed to finish? What do we feel guilty, even ashamed about? Confess, right? God wants us to confess and give all that unfinished business to God. And what does Jesus say on the cross? It is finished. God does not change in His love and protection for us. And the years of one's life are engraved, right, on most graves. And I remember on my last trip to the cemetery the week before Christmas here, 2022 now, for a funeral and burial here at True Light. I saw many years as we were waiting to get to the grave, going slowly and then stopped, peering out from the window, seeing all the years on those graves near the drive, years from the last century, years from the century before. It's an old cemetery spanning multiple generations. As the years come and go, 2022, 2023, we confess, right, that our lives will come and go. And there at the cemetery, I remember seeing a tombstone with no years, no dates, just the name of the person. And what was striking, it was a small gravestone, barely rising above the ground. And all you saw above the ground was a single name. A name that remains. And it reminds me of the name that remains, the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is not abstract. God actually rises above the ground of death in Jesus, the resurrected one, with a name. God saves. We are saved in the name of Jesus. There is no other name that will ultimately remain but that name and our name in it. Our gospel reading today, Luke 2:21, says he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And in baptism, God has placed that name on us as Christians. We're his eternal possession, the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God puts his name on us in baptism, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that we would put that name on all that we say and do. And Ephesians 5:20 encourages us to give thanks always, it says, in everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. To give thanks in everything in that name. You know, on my Google Calendar, probably track it down, for every Sunday, I put it down, just as a reminder. I put the Lord's Day on Sunday. I put it down, the Lord's Day. His name, His day. All days belong to the Lord, sure, Scripture says that, but we especially give Him Sundays for our worship and praise, and to start each week putting God first and foremost in our lives. And if you can get the little things right like that, you can accomplish anything that comes your way. It's a good reminder for us this new year to put the Lord's Day on your phones, in your calendars, 2023, name it. It's there. And it helps me with all the responsibilities and deadlines, for all the surprises and even emergencies in the new calendars that fill up quickly, right, for 2023. When God is there, when God's name is there, it's a center of a daily schedule. Things go in perspective. And God, of course, is always there, but He's especially there for us, that we would recognize God's presence, that we would name it in our lives first in 2023. That this year we would give thanks for everything, the good and the bad, to God our Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That name remains. And like the gravestone I saw that just had one name rise above the dust of death, God calls us even by name in death, that we would daily rise even now above the dust of sin to the hope of eternal life in Jesus Christ. God calls us by name in death, and He calls us by name in life. We belong to God no matter what. And Scripture is quite clear that not even death or anything we face can separate us from the love of God in Jesus, the name which means our Savior. As Kretzmann writes, it is perhaps true that one division of humanity would be between those who see life and history forever in terms of endings and those who see them constantly in terms of beginnings. There are those who linger regretfully over the ashes of the past, and there are those who look hopefully for a new dawn. A new year, right, is a time as Christians, to be realistic, and to be hopeful. A time for the newness of forgiveness. I think the best resolutions are grounded in that. Who can we forgive this year? Who can we forgive this year that needs to be forgiven from the past? It might be well before 2022. Let the past be the past. New year is a new opportunity. And how can we be renewed in the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ? For as Christians, those named by the name of Christ, we are not called to regret and to regress. We are called to see new beginnings of God's everlasting love for us in the name of Jesus. Every forgiveness, every time we are forgiven, is a new start. We look hopefully each day for a new dawn of God's mercy. And God invites us to enjoy a happy new year. He does want us to be happy. A new year made happy in His everlasting love, part of His possession, in His presence, in the name of God who saves, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.